Well, the Eagles have been wheeling and dealing in this offseason, remaking the roster, and the defense gets another piece. We welcome into the studio here Emmanuel Acho, formerly of the University of Texas, the Cleveland Browns, and now we welcome you to Philadelphia. Emmanuel, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Excited to be here.
Was it a shock for you?
It was a complete shock. I was just telling Derek that I was in the middle of a workout in Cleveland. And the athletic trainer came up to me, and he's come up to me three times in my short-lived career. The first time was to tell me I completely tore my MCL. The second time to tell me the team was placing me on IR, and this was the third time. And so I'm in the middle of a workout, and he points, and I look to my left and to my right, and as if he's not signaling at me. Then he points again. I'm like, me? And he points again, like, yes, you. So I follow him out and head to the GM's office, and like, we trade you to Philadelphia, and I was just like, let's go.
Yeah. So you're not going to be missing that particular gentleman in your life anymore, the bearer of bad news. But there's good news here in Philadelphia for you, right?
Hey, there's great news.
What is it like, though, just before we get into Philadelphia and how you might fit in here? And, you know, you got a lot to learn in a short period of time.
Yeah.
It does remind you that this is a pretty nasty business, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it reminds you that it's a business nonetheless. You know, my friends, they all say, are you excited? And, of course, I'm excited. Philly's a great city, a lot of history here. But I had no say in it whatsoever. My agent had no say in it. My family had no say in it. It was, you're being traded, and, you know, thanks for playing. And so, nonetheless, it's very exciting, but very businesslike.
But it does get you back with Billy Davis, your linebackers coach last year, defensive coordinator here. It is, I imagine, Emmanuel, nice to be wanted by somebody who has a history with you.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the fact that I was traded for. You know, it wasn't that, you know, I was released, but that a team was willing to give up something or someone to get me and acquire me. And again, like you touched on, Coach Davis, although I was hurt last year the entire season, I sat in the front row of every linebacker meeting and talked to him before every game, even in the snow. I was just out there in my coat and whatnot. And I think he took note of that. And I think that was very influential.
He seems to be a very bright mind, very energetic guy. There's tons of energy in this building. Is that your sense of him as well?
Yeah, without a doubt. He, being the linebacker coach, was very hands-on. And just a good guy. You know, a great family man, you can even tell at the home. And then in the business, he cares about us as people more so than just what we do on the field, X's and O's wise.
All right, Emmanuel, what do you have to do to make this team and make an impact?
First, I'll just come out and compete. You know, I love being able to compete, whether it be just to make the team or for a starting job. I love that everything's open. I love that it's a new coaching staff, so there are no prior impressions of players. You know, it's a clean slate, blank slate for everybody. So just coming out and competing again.
What is the big difference now that you've had a year to reflect? And they do say that you get, you know, you make your best improvement from year one to year two.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But, you know, jumping from a major college football program where you've got all the best players from high school into college, now going into the NFL, what's it been like? How big of an adjustment is it?
I think the biggest difference in what I tell everybody is the business aspect. You know, talent level, you're playing against some of the best. You know, in college, we played against the Jeremy Macklins. We played against some of the best, you know, at what they do. And so the biggest difference is coming up into the pros, you can get cut. You can get traded. And in college, they can't trade you from Texas to Oklahoma. You know what I mean? You're there for all 4 years. But in the pros, it's your future is very uncertain.
Emmanuel, tell people who are not familiar with your game, I mean, we didn't get a chance to watch you very much last year, what they can expect to see from Emmanuel Acho.
First and foremost, very intelligent player. I pride myself in my intelligence and not making bad decisions. I'm not gonna have any, you know, mental errors. I pride myself in that. But beyond that, you know, I'm a long player that can run and can also use my hands to get off blocks and can use my physicality to disengage with linemen. So I think I'm very, very versatile. Can play in a 4-3, can play in a 3-4, and I think that plays to my advantage.
Physically, no problems with the knee?
No, sir, 100%.
What was the play that you got hurt on? What happened?
It was against the Green Bay Packers out in Lambeau Field, second preseason game. A lineman that I didn't see came up and cut me, and a 300-pound direct blow to the knee. Surprised I didn't tear anything else. You know, I was thankful it's just an MCL since it heals itself off of blood flow. So, you know, I'm 100% ready to go.
And you stayed engaged throughout your entire rookie season. What does that involve?
I mean, it was hard. It was very hard. You know, if you can imagine sitting in two-hour meetings and you're not on the tape and just sitting there and just watching. But I came every day with a notepad and just tried to get better. I'm one of those learners that doesn't have to do it to get better at it. I can simply watch it and acquire knowledge. And so just sitting in every meeting, learning a lot, and sitting in special teams meetings, sitting in the team meetings, and just gaining football knowledge, you know, just by being there.
Yeah, it's a crazy world here, isn't it?
It's out of control, but it's exciting.
Yeah, and people don't realize that it is not just the best athletes who are on the football field. You know, mentally, you have to be sharp. You have to think in advance.
Yeah.
And that's an advantage that people don't really take into account when they're watching from their living room couches.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how intelligent, you know, some of the best players are. You know, it takes more than just physical dominance to be great. You know, you have to be extremely intelligent as well. And when something happens, like you get traded, you know, within a day, you have mini camp in the next few days. I have to be able to pick up a playbook and apply it and execute it, you know, over the weekend.
Yeah.
And so being a smart player definitely helps.
Yeah, well, you've got the mini camp here. Same thing. You got to take what you learn in a very short period of time and translate it to the field. We wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Emmanuel Acho, thanks so much for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.